Machen die auch Picasso.
Arbeit.
Ich hole mal eine Kette.
Said we'd be back.
Who did?
Us.
No, did we?
Yeah.
We said another, another one.
We said it weren't going to be a one-off, and we were actually going to be back.
We're not doing this all the time now, are we?
All the bloody time.
Fantastic.
But anyway, this is the Figure 4 Legwork podcast. I am Sam 13.
Yes, you are.
Who are you?
Dan. Dan. Today I'm Dan. Mm. Just Dan.
And originally, we did have some musical guests lined up for today.
But they will be here with
They're
us
gonna be here next show. Next show.
We wish them well.
Scheduling conflicts, let's just say that.
Yeah,
yeah,
we can say that.
Yeah.
So we're joined instead by Scott.
Hello, Scott. Hello.
Scott's here. Anyone who listens to my other podcast will know Scott, because he's on that one as well.
You're going to quickly plug your other podcast then?
What, Three Speak Geek?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not going to bother.
All right.
It's all right, though, isn't it?
It's all right, yeah.
I like that we've naturally assumed a three-speak geek position as well.
We have. Well, this is just...
This is the actual seating.
This is how you'd be
joined. You lot can't see that because, you know, you're just listening to
us. Can't. The position is me at the bottom.
Yeah.
And the other two sort of human pyramid slash straddling.
Yeah, just high-fiving each other as we go.
You're normally wearing Johnny like a feed bag, aren't you?
Who's that prick outside with that music?
I'll tell you what, should we play a song and then we'll go and have a look?
Yeah, tell him to shut up. Who have we got first?
We have got our some of our favourites.
Some of our favourites?
Yeah.
Shawaddy Waddy.
No, it's not Shawaddy Waddy.
Oh.
It's the hell.
Close enough. What's his tune called?
It's called Sick, and this is off their new album. It sounds like this.
You're dead.
was the hell.
It was. We're not going to lie to you. It was.
It was sick.
So, da-da-da, wrestling and stuff.
Wrestling and things.
Podcast. What are we talking about? We don't know.
No, we don't
know. We had a whole show planned around our guests, and our guests are not here. We're going to wing it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to wing it. We say ladies and gentlemen. Are there any ladies listening?
Don't know.
We have no idea.
No idea.
We've always suspected no.
Probably not. But who knows?
If you are a Doris and you are listening, make yourself known.
Yeah.
How would we like them to do this? Send proof.
I suppose they can always just, like, you know, like our Facebook page.
Do we mean proof that you're listening? No. But we do mean proof you're a Doris.
But yeah, they can, you know, like our Facebook page.
Good if you want.
Facebook.com/figure4legwhat podcast.
He's so good. He's so professional. I love it.
I can tell he's done this before.
Or you could tweet us.
At F4LR podcast.
You could indeed.
Yeah, there you go.
Or you could send us nudie photos. Just to our houses.
Just drop.
In brown envelopes.
Just drop them into Dan's shop and then we'll have a look.
That might be weird.
Just go, there's me nudie pics.
I might open it thinking, oh, hello, I've got a comic arrived. And then I go, that's a Wazzo pair of jugs.
Yeah.
Which is incidentally, is not a comic, but should have been.
Yeah.
And if Jordan happens to be, you can always just say they're mine.
Well, your jugs.
Yeah. If you like, yeah.
You meant your photos, right? Presumably. Yeah. Because everyone knows I've got bigger jugs than you, sir.
Well, you do. You do. I'm very proud of them, you are too.
I am. They're amazing. I'm always wearing nipple tassels these days, have you noticed?
Yeah. I've not noticed.
How could you not? They're constantly in my face.
My new job as a burlesque dancer.
So, pays the bills, I guess, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Well, if my bills were very small. Here's 10p. Please put your tits away, Dan. So, what are we talking about this week? We don't really know, do we?
No.
So,
I could have spoken. Well, I've not been. I'm going to Progress this weekend.
You are going to Progress this weekend?
So, I can't talk about how it was because it ain't happened yet.
Have they announced the card, though?
They have announced the card.
Do you want to do a quick rundown of what the card is?
Quickly, I'm going to have to quickly...
Oh, you're going to have to look it up.
I don't want to make sure I don't forget no one.
There you are, sitting in your This Is Progress hat, and you don't even know the bloody card.
I know, I just don't want to forget anyone.
That's what is this, amateur hour?
Might as well be.
It very much is.
Might as well be. Let's get that card up.
You look handsome today, Scott.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Later on, we'll be talking about the olden days.
The olden days?
The golden olden days.
Yeah. I've got the card now for Progress.
Have you? Can I just finish telling people what we're doing later?
Go on then.
Now it seems disjointed and weird.
What, like the rest of the show?
Yeah, later on we're going to be talking about... What was that thing you said earlier? That was good.
Attitude Era.
We always talk about the Attitude Era.
People that weren't from the Attitude Era that would have thrived in the Attitude Era.
That sounds good. We'll do that. And also we're going to talk about Before That.
Before That?
Before That. You know the days when we were young, starry-eyed...
Yeah.
Wrestling was just a really, you know, everyone wore blue trunks.
Yeah.
That wasn't a main person.
Yeah.
You know, back in the good old days.
Yeah.
The really good old days. When we went out and bought shit merchandise.
Oh.
How so did we?
We are going to be talking about the worst and best wrestling tat that we ever bought ourselves or were bought.
Amazing.
Because people want to hear about that. They told me.
Yeah. Well, should I run through the card for Progress this week?
Run through the card for Progress, sir. 18.
I'm going to give my predictions on what
What's
I think.
What's it called? Chapter 18?
Chapter 22.
22?
22.
Bloody hell.
You've been missing.
Oh, I haven't been for a while,
yeah,
have
been
I?
Yeah, for a while. The last one you went, it was chapter 15.
It's very true.
So, loads of shows. So, I'm going to go like reverse order so we've got the title match last.
For a build-up?
Yeah. So, you've got a tag match, the Geezers versus Project Rampage.
Nice.
Should be good. You haven't seen the Geezers yet.
No.
They're brilliant. They're graduates of the Projo.
Geezers.
Yeah, they're geezers.
Clues in the name.
And then obviously Project Rampage is Martin Kirby and Rampage Brown.
Makes sense.
And they had a match at the last Endeavour show, which was fucking hilarious. So if this match is half as funny as that, it's going to be hilarious. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One was hilarious.
Yeah, well, if it's still going to be hilarious.
Oh, right. I see what you mean.
Yeah. Then you got...
What's half a hilarious?
Hilaire.
It's going to be hilarious.
But that just sounds shit.
Oh, it's going to be hilarious.
But that just sounds shit, so I didn't
hello.
Say. Then you got Dave Mastiff versus Jack Gallagher.
Right.
Don't know if you've seen either of them.
I've seen...
You've seen Mastiff.
It's yeah, Gallagher, I have, yeah.
Marty Skrull versus Flash Morgan Webster.
I think I've only seen one of them.
Marty Skrull.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you got the Natural Progression Series, first round match. Tyler Bate versus Pastor William Eva.
Well, one of them I have seen.
Pasta.
Very much so.
You got Mark Haskins versus Tommaso Ciampa.
Mark Haskins?
Yeah.
For a second, I thought you said Bob Hoskins.
No, Mark Haskins. Thought,
that doesn't seem fair.
And
can't fight Bob Hoskins.
Tommaso Ciampa's been on NXT recently.
Oh, nice. Times, yeah. There you go.
There you go. Then you got an potential eight-man tag.
So you right.
You got the Sumerian Death Squad, who are the tag champs, mm-hmm. and the London Riots.
Nice.
Versus the Origin. Okay. It's a group. At the moment, it consists of Nathan Cruz, who was the first ever Progress champion.
Uh-huh.
El Ligero. And okay. Zach Gibson.
Right.
They've said, we've got more people. We're building an army.
Nice.
But the last show, they attacked London Riots.
Okay.
So London Riots turned around and were basically like, all right, you bring your army. We're bringing war. And then they said, like, they got Sumerian Death Squad with them, which is going to be six. So they've just gone, bring them over many people you want. 4, 5, 6, whatever.
12.
So it's scheduled to kind of be, you think it's going to be a 4-on format, like 8-man tag.
But who knows? Everyone.
Could be no one else. It could just be the three of them against them, and then they'd be fucked.
Martha Twin in a quarter turn up myself.
Yeah, yeah. And then you got the main event, which is the Progress title match: Will right. Ospreay versus Paul Robinson.
Paul Robinson,
not from Neighbours. Not Paul Robinson from Neighbours.
Not Paul Robinson who lost a leg in a freak helicopter accident.
No, not him. Oh.
The reason that's funny, ladies and gentlemen,
we had a conversation about Neighbours.
We were literally just talking about Neighbours before the show.
And I didn't think there'd be any way we could seg into it, but we did.
And we literally just have.
But no, Paul Robinson, he had a hardcore match against Jimmy Havoc at the last show.
And I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing about the Neighbours.
Yeah, no. And, but that hardcore match was just insane.
Yeah.
Just, I'll show you it when you're around next.
Did anyone fall off a roof like Todd from Neighbours?
No. I'm not going to spoil the end of the match either for you, but
I would love to see a Neighbours based wrestling league. I'd like to see Harold Bishop take on Lou.
That'd be good Neighbours go bad, something like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like that.
And Toadfish versus like
everyone. He just fucks everyone up.
This is Joe Mangle.
Joe Mangle,
the Mangler.
Mrs. Mangle will be the Mangler.
Mrs. Mangle versus Bouncer.
Oh,
should we play a song?
Yeah, I think we should.
What we got next, Dan?
Next up, we've got Rancid and their tune Hooligans. Quite apt, really, given that we've just had the entire cast of Neighbours fucking each other up. So listen to it with your ears and that.
Rancid! Tell them.
Yeah! Here's a new face of rock and roll. Let's all find it toe-to-toe. Hot times come, yeah, the hot times go. But I say, come on, come on. We're all the hooligans and poop boys know one thing for sure. Sky's been stricken on their face. We're all the hooligans and poop boys know one thing for sure. Sky's been stricken on their face. One man's position brings another's opposition completely. I'm bound down on the flats where the seaside meets.
Rancid, good boy. Rancid, good boy. Rancid, good boy.
Right, that's two songs in.
That was rancid, that was wicked.
Two songs in, we're playing through this one, gentlemen. What have we've discussed? Neighbours.
Progress.
Somehow managed to combine the two.
Yeah.
As you do on a...
As you do on a standard edition of the Figure 4 Legwork podcast.
I almost gave away what day we recorded it on. Sort of shattered the illusion in case people thought that we did it on the same night it's released.
No.
We don't.
Well, the fact that we usually put these out on a Sunday, and it's Sunday that I'm going to Progress.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, if you believe that we record on a Sunday, then...
So next show...
It's your fault.
Next show, we'll probably have we might have a review of it.
Yeah, we probably will.
Yeah.
We probably will, to be honest.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, next, we will have our guests.
Yeah.
Next show.
We'll see if we can fit it in. Obviously, if we can't, we'll find a way to bang on about it regardless.
Yeah, it'd be quiet. We'll squeeze it in somewhere.
We always squeeze in Progress. Bloody love them.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
Well, we do. We both like them very much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. They are nice.
God. Right.
Broken.
So, first up, what was that thing we're doing again? I keep forgetting your bit. It was good. And my brain just keeps going.
We thought we'd have a discussion about, like, everyone says, we said this, you know, usually it's with rose-tinted glasses, but everyone says that the Attitude Era was the best era of WWE/WWF.
Would you agree with that, Scott?
Yeah, probably. It was just when it was allowed to be entertaining. Everything has to be sort of kid-friendly these days. And as an adult, it's pretty boring, let's be honest. And it's once you've been watching wrestling a certain amount of time, it becomes far too predictable.
Yeah,
that's very true. And we hate children.
See, because what I loved about the Attitude Era, in hindsight as well, like, you know, looking back at it, was the fact that, like, everyone was over. Everyone had a spot. Everyone had their spot on the card. It's like whether you were...
Whether you were the jobbers, or
whether you were the mid-card, whether you were the main event, you had your spot on the roster and the crowd loved you. And there was none of this like, oh, I love this guy, he should be champ and all this. It was just like, I love this guy.
End of.
You know, no one was ever pushing for, like, you know, no one was sitting there on the internet complaining, going, oh, the Godfather should be the world champion, I really like him, he's so entertaining. Everyone just knew that.
I wish that was true.
Godfather was, he was a mid-carder.
I wish that
he
was
had
true.
His spot. That was it. It didn't need to, you know, too cool and Makita. They had their spot on the card.
Exactly.
You know, no one could make Kai and Tai. They were jobbers. They had their spot on the card and the crowd loved them.
Except for Taka Michinoku, he had a decent run as a light heavyweight champ, didn't he?
Yes. Oh, did anyone have a decent run with the light heavyweight championship?
Arguably then.
It was their attempt at the cruiserweight division, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They did it all right for a while, though, didn't they? When, what was his name? Who was it that feuded with Matt Hardy for a while? Jamie Noble.
Oh, that was that was when it was the Cruiserweight title. And they'd obviously bought out WCW by that point.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about the original one when they actually tried competing with the Cruiserweights.
Who actually...
Light heavyweight division was like Taka Michinoku and...
He was pretty much anyone in it. Really,
Christian's first match, he won the light heavyweight title.
I remember that, Christian's first,
That's about it. I can't remember anyone else.
Spike Dudley?
No, he's gone by then.
Wasn't Juventud Guerrero briefly in the E?
No.
Or WWF for that?
Not until they bought out WCW.
Chavo?
Not until they bought out WCW.
Maybe it was Psycho. There was some luchador that was...
None of the good ones. None of the good ones.
I can't think of fucking anyone who would have been in.
I'm sure.
Exactly, that's how poor it was. But anyway, we were saying about the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
Regarded as the greatest period of WWE history.
And
we were discussing about which stars that were not stars of the Attitude Era would have thrived in said Attitude Era.
Do you mean before or after?
Either. Just either guys that were like too ahead of their time, so would have been amazing in the Attitude Era, but they were just like, they were too early.
Right.
Or guys that came well after the Attitude Era that would have been good back then.
I'd like to also add, guys whose careers spanned from before the Attitude Era to during... That was shit.
Ooh.
I don't mean they were shit wrestlers.
Yeah.
I mean they were shit because it changed.
Oh, okay.
So, do you remember, like, Warrior's ill-fated return?
Yeah.
That was dreadful.
It didn't fit the time.
Because you're like...
It was before the Attitude Era.
Was it technically? Yeah. When does the Attitude Era start?
Personally, I would probably say, well, some people would say it's from...
Personally, what do you get to fucking...
I don't know, I'm sorry, because there's never a clear cut, this is the start of the Attitude.
Is there, I don't know,
Some people would say it's from the Austin 316 promo.
Right.
96.
Which is mid-96. Some people would say it wasn't until WrestleMania 13 when you had Austin versus Bret Hart.
Right.
Which is a great match. Some people would say it was later in 97 when McMahon actually opened a show of Raw saying about
surely the attitude. It's before all of this.
No, I would sort of say
I would say it's the formation of DX.
It was sort of when it started. So
I could agree with that.
Mid 97 is where I reckon it really sort of started steamrolling.
So who did you have left kicking around that was like from the golden olden days that you just ended up watching it and going, the fuck are you doing it?
I'll tell you who I think honestly didn't really fit in the Attitude Era.
Hmm.
It was Bret Hart.
Bret Hart didn't fit in it at all.
I love Bret Hart, but he was a brilliant wrestler.
But he was very much a traditional babyface.
He didn't really have that. He didn't really have the mic skills for carrying the Attitude Era.
Bret Hart was my hero when I was growing up. He was my absolute hero. Yeah. I absolutely fucking adored him. Now, when I go back and try and watch anything, any time he was on,
yeah,
I still love Bret, to be honest.
The man had no charisma whatsoever.
Preferred Owen.
When you read his book, right, it's the biggest load of self-congratulatory wank.
He takes himself really seriously. I still really enjoyed it though.
Even the book.
What, his book?
Yeah.
No, his book was really good, but he punctuates literally every story with, I really like that guy because he really respected me. And I just think,
I'll tell you who else was a little bit, whilst he was in the Attitude Era, was a little bit, just that bit too ahead of his time. Goldust.
I like Goldust.
Because you think when he first debuted,
As Goldust. Who was his first match against?
Well, he was like feuding with like Razor Ramon.
Ahmed Johnson.
It was like 95. So you're looking at a couple of years before Attitude Era really kicked off.
Didn't he have a brief feud with Triple H as well?
Yeah, I think that's when it was. Then he had that feud with, he had the WrestleMania match with Roddy Piper.
Because the Attitude Era really, they moved away from your big gimmicks to an extent.
They tried to make it a bit more real.
Because everyone knows, in like the late 80s, early 90s, all wrestlers had a job.
Yeah, day job. That was the mid-90s.
They all had day jobs. It's amazing. Plumbers.
Yeah.
Repo men.
Dentists.
A bloke who skinned crocodiles.
Plumbers.
Is that a job?
Taxman.
Matadors. Yeah.
They've still got matadors now, to be fair. That's shit.
Black man servant.
Yeah.
Although that was matadors. I didn't dig them as Primo and Epico. Yeah. Why would I like them?
Guys that would have been great in the Attitude Era.
For me, Dolph Ziggler.
He would have been good. He'd have been in DX.
Yeah.
Would have fit really well in DX, I think.
Or would he have just essentially been like Val Venus, male porn star sort of thing?
Well,
considering how much he likes porn.
Arguably, he's essentially trying to be a modern day Shawn Michaels anyway. Yeah. So.
Tell you our favourite, CM Punk.
CM Punk would have been fantastic. CM Punk would have
killed it in the Attitude Era.
Jeff Hardy would have done.
CM Punk would kill it.
I count Jeff Hardy was Attitude Era. He was Attitude Era.
But not as the Jeff Hardy that we ended up sort of knowing. Because he was still very much tag team Jeff Hardy.
That's where I always preferred him, to be fair.
I don't know. I quite liked it when they went, do you know it'd be really funny? Let's let him like cover himself in paint. I give him a microphone and just see what happens.
Oh, shit, wasn't it?
Oh my god, the man is a.
He went off moron. His tits a bit though, didn't he?
He did go off his fucking noodle, doing TNA,
this whole Willow thing.
Oh shit, it was
fucking weird.
He was funny though. Bless
him. Another one of my favourites, I've said this to you already before. But there were rumours, like I said, we mentioned about Godfather earlier.
I know what's coming.
Yeah. Everyone that knows wrestling knows that the man that played
Charles Wright,
he was originally Papa Shango.
He was indeed.
And there were rumours that he wasn't going to come into the Attitude Era as, you know, Godfather, Carmen Mustafa, Godfather as part of the Nation.
Fighting machine.
That he was actually going to get brought into the Ministry of Darkness as Papa Shango. Which would have been incredible.
I really liked Papa Shango, but let's be fair.
He makes you throw up black stuff.
He does, mate. And it makes it pour out of your forehead as well.
It does.
But imagine him with the Ministry of Darkness and the Attitude Era.
That'd have been pretty cool.
That'd have been incredible.
That would have been pretty cool. Do you know who would have been?
Because he's really good friends with Taker, isn't he?
Yeah, that's why I think it was rumoured.
Haven't they all got matching tattoos?
Yeah, it's like their little.
He's got one.
A BSK or something.
Hasn't Rikishi got one?
I don't think Rikishi. I think he was part of their crew, but I don't think he's got a tattoo.
I don't know. I think he might have.
Yeah, but
do you know what would have been really interesting?
What?
John Cena.
Actually, no. Yeah.
Now, how would that have worked?
If he had the gimmick that he broke through with, you know, his rapper gimmick, I reckon he would have killed it.
The Doctor of Thugonomics.
Yeah.
But do you know what?
He'd have been really good in the Attitude Era with that.
John Cena is the man that everyone loves to hate.
Mm.
He's the most booed of all time.
Yeah.
But without ever having been a heel to be booed for.
And it's just because people are just sick of...
But in the Attitude Era, nobody got booed. Well, they did, but you know what I mean? Like, heels
the
got
thing
booed,
is, he would have been like The Rock back in the day. When it was like with The Rock, obviously, when he would be a heel, so obviously he'd start getting booed and everything. But then because he was just The Rock and the charisma that he had, people would then start
the same as Stone Cold, isn't it? On paper, Stone Cold was a heel.
Was a heel, yeah.
But people loved him.
Yeah, but it's like with The Rock, you'd sit there and then the crowd would just start to turn him because they started cheering for him. And then all he did is essentially just changed his targets from faces to heels.
But I just think it would have been interesting to see how someone who's so universally disliked, despite being a face, would have gone over.
Well, the thing is, the only reason that he's hated so much is because they refused to turn him heel.
I don't think that's true.
It's also just because,
and it's just like, no, it was because it was like they kept trying to. Having
15 title reigns, does he really?
But he was hated before that. Like, the thing is, he got turned by the fans because the fans loved his Thugonomics gimmick, so he turned face. You know, the crowd loved him when he won the title for the first time.
They did.
They loved him when he showed up on Raw and like the draft. It was one of the biggest pops at the time.
They did,
because the crowd genuinely loved him. But then they started putting him in feuds against Jericho, against Kurt Angle, against all these guys that the crowds liked.
Kurt Angle was his very first feud.
But what they were trying to do, it was almost like they were going, right, you got to boo these guys because we want you to cheer John Cena.
Yeah.
And the crowd just started going, no, we'll cheer who we want. And then it was that kind
fickle
of...
Fickle bastards.
It was that act of rebellion. It was like, well, you want us to cheer him so bad, so we're going to cheer for the other guy.
Yeah.
And it's just... And that's what the problem was. They just kept putting him against guys that the crowd wanted to cheer for. And, you know, and that's all it was. And it's, if they turned him heel back then, it'd be fine. They could have then turned him face again.
Well, I've always been of the opinion that I don't mind Cena as long as he's not champ.
Yeah, I like him as he is at the minute.
He can be quite entertaining.
As long as he's not feuding for the title.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
It seems a shame that the E's so streamlined these days, because I liked it when there were plenty of titles to be going for, because it kept interest.
I really like this when they had the brand split.
So
I really like the brand split.
I miss
so
the
much.
Days when a title could actually change hands on Raw or SmackDown. They still have the title matches very occasionally, but you know that
no title is
going to change hands on Raw or SmackDown. They just don't anymore.
And I really miss the days where you had options. So, like, if you didn't like the guy who was the WWE champ, then you might like the World Heavyweight champ, or you might like the US champ, or you might like the Intercontinental champ, you might like the Hardcore Championship, because that needs to come back.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, as I said, that we love with the Attitude Era is the fact that there was something for everyone. As well, it's like, if you didn't like, you know, it's like, if Austin wasn't your guy, The Rock probably was.
Who was your favourite out of those two?
Austin.
Stone Cold all the way for me.
I'll go for The Rock.
Austin all day long.
I know it's going to make me unpopular in this room right now. Can't give a shit. Fucking love The Rock.
Yeah, so did I.
He was
you're just making me choose between the two.
All time favourite.
Out of the two.
But not. He was never one of my favourites.
He was one of my favourites. It was just that he wasn't Austin.
I liked when you basically had like the top of the pyramid was The Rock and Austin.
But then under that, you had like Triple H, Taker,
Foley. Yeah, you see, you say that, but you didn't. Under that, you had Mick Foley, and you had Taker, and you had loads of other people, but Triple H was never on that fucking... He was never
he got
on that
the,
run.
He got
he was,
on that
later on, he forced himself there.
Pretty much late 99, 2000.
Like, he really forced himself there just by...
The Cactus in 2000.
Yeah, that made him.
But... For a long, long, long time, he would come in and no one gave a shit.
Yeah.
And he would do those god-awful promos where every word ended in,
I am the gamer.
Oh, because my favourite wrestling moment of all time is still that, I know I've said it before, but I'll say it again. That time where all the house lights are killed, just a spotlight on him, and he's doing one of his, if whether you like me or respect or hate me, everyone respects me, and all of a sudden, it's fucking deathly quiet, and it's just one lone voice in the crowd that just goes, "You suck!" And that has stayed with me for my entire life. It's fucking awesome.
For me, one of the funniest moments was DX's impersonation of the Nation.
Oh, that was good.
They'd never get away with that now, though, would they?
No.
They'd never get away with blacking up.
Yeah, for a start, that was Mark Henry with his pecs going all the way around his back.
There's been far too many instances of wrestlers blacking up.
Yeah.
Hot Rod blacked up.
He was half
blacked up. That's even weirder.
Yeah.
Not cool, guys. Not cool. We should
take a couple of tracks.
We should take a brief... A couple.
I'm going to play two songs.
You liberty-taking bastard.
A couple of mates' bands.
Oh, no. Oh, that's it. Come here. Play your mates' bands. Like some sort of podcast favour.
Like I've got, like, you know, the right to choose what goes on this.
You do what you like, mate.
So, first track is by a band called Afterburner.
The
song's called Kapow.
Mm-hmm.
Insert, like, Batman fight scene here.
We're
not going to do that, but just imagine. And then after that is Breaking Illusion with their track I Am One.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So here they are.
help me at this time. I feel so alone from what I've done. My decisions became my crimes.
Deliver me from this pain that I'm in. Deliver me, don't push me away. Deliver me, all the tears that I cried. Pray for me, I want to be
Two tracks.
Which is better than one.
Yeah, because it's two.
Yeah.
Well, it's twice as good, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. Twice as good.
Twice as good.
Two of everything's normally twice as good.
Mm.
Unless it's lobotomies or rapes.
Yeah. To be fair, one of either of those would suck.
One of each.
Yeah, one of either of them would suck.
I think I'd prefer to have the lobotomy first, then the rape.
You don't get the option, pal.
Can I choose to have neither?
Do you know what I'd rather have?
What?
I'd rather have one of these.
What are they?
Limited edition collection, Foxy's Crunch Creams mint choc flavour. We were just sampling them.
They're pretty nice, to be fair, during
the last song.
Mm.
How do they stack up against other biscuits, do you think?
Pretty good. I don't know if you'd want to dunk it in your tea, though.
Yeah. Oh, we've dunked it in a coffee. It'll change your life.
Oh, see, I don't do coffee.
Oh, actually, we do. We run on coffee.
Yeah.
We are probably about 70% coffee.
Yeah.
And one of them dunked in a coffee, my friend. That's a game changer.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's Fox's limited edition collection.
Crunch Creams.
Crunch Creams. Mint choc flavour. We highly recommend them. This show is brought to you by...
We're not endorsed by them.
Fucking wish we were.
Can you imagine if we actually did get sponsored by people, the way we'd like interweave promoting the things for them.
It'd just be like that.
Yeah.
It'd be seamless.
Yeah.
People would go, I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, Fox's limited edition collection, Crunch Cream, mint choc chip flavour.
Yeah.
Mint
choc flavour.
Where the fuck did I get chip from?
Right.
Well, fuck that up. That's our Fox's endorsement gone.
Yeah.
Can't even read.
Fuck. If you've got something you'd like us to endorse, just drop us an email at figure4legrockpodcast@gmail.com.
As long as it's something eatable.
Yeah.
Or drinkable.
Just basically give it
to us. Or smokable.
Yeah. Just supply us with it.
This show is brought to you by crack.
Yeah. Whatever anyone wants us to promote, we'll promote it. Because we're shameless.
We will. If you want to send us free stuff.
That's the ideal.
Yeah. It? Let's have loads of free stuff. Yeah. If you want your band played, send us some free stuff.
Yeah.
Like a free song.
Yeah.
Or a free t-shirt.
Yeah.
No one's ever sent us a t-shirt.
No.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
If you want us to really promote your band, we'll wear a t-shirt with your band on.
While we're doing the podcast.
But we're not going to pay for it.
Yeah. We'll wear it while we're doing this show.
Do you know what I'd wear it doing?
What?
I'd wear it while eating a limited edition collection, Foxy's Crunch Cream mint chocolate.
Amazing.
It's the king of biscuits.
It is pretty good. It's definitely up there.
Is the king of biscuits already a thing? Or have I just stolen someone else's thing?
Not that I know of. Well, even if there was a pre-existing king, he's just been usurped.
Yeah, he's been dethroned. So there you go.
Yeah.
Biscuits.
So,
on that bombshell,
yeah.
Let's have a song. And then
So that whole segment is us talking about biscuits.
I think Dan just wants an excuse to have another biscuit.
Pretty much.
I was like, I'm sitting here looking at him thinking...
So what we're going to do...
I keep fucking talking to these people and I want to eat a biscuit.
So we're going to play another track, you're going to introduce it, and then we're going to have another Fox's Crunch Creams mint choc flavour
biscuit. You don't do it right.
No, I don't.
You don't do the full thing.
No, that's going to be... I didn't get a memo on how to actually word it.
But they're also more yum per crumb.
Ooh.
That's a good...
That's a tagline for you.
Yeah. But I will tell you something, though. There's quite a lot of calories. You're
getting crumbs everywhere, mate.
I am getting crumbs everywhere. Well, it's not my fault. Scott's one was all broken.
So what's the next song playing then?
The next song is not about biscuits.
No?
No, it's not.
It's not Bono either.
It's not Bono. We're never ever going to play U2, are we?
Fuck that shit.
Oh, good.
Fucking idiot.
The next song is U2 and...
Not on my watch.
Coming up next, U2.
Never.
Old Firm Casuals and Perry Boys. I can't do that in that radio DJ voice. Huh? You have to do that in a proper voice. If it was U2, I would do it in radio.
Do you want to try and do it in a radio voice?
Shall I?
Just give it a go.
Coming up next, Old Firm Casuals and Perry Boys.
Casuals.
Perry Boys.
Yeah.
There you go. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Figure Four Leg Rock Podcast, where we discuss topical issues of the day, wrestling and biscuits.
Yeah. Although we didn't actually have a biscuit during that song, did we?
We forgot.
We forgot to have a biscuit.
We got all excited about
it. We can play another song so we can have a biscuit.
Yeah. Here's a really long song. Here's the entire of Tubular Bells. So we're going to have a biscuit. We were talking about that earlier.
We were indeed.
We were talking about how we would like to imagine that Mike Oldfield once got in a fight in a pub because someone called him a tubular bell end. I really hope that happened.
That'd be amazing.
It's Mike Oldfield, you tubular bell end. I like the idea of that.
And if no one has done that, we need to make it happen.
If anyone would be disappointed if it hasn't happened on many, many occasions.
Is he on Twitter? I'm gonna have a look and see.
Can we tweet him?
I'm gonna see if he's on
from figure four.
Yeah. You're a tubular bell end.
Mike Oldfield is a tubular bell end.
I might just put that as a tweet anyway, but if I can find him and then we can
at
tag
Mike
him.
Mike Oldfield is a tubular bell end.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Let's have a look, see if we can find
we're
him.
We're not very
you keep, you keep chatting.
So, next thing I would
is
like
it
to
Mike
discuss.
Oldfield or Michael?
Mike Oldfield. Mm. I used that as a theme tune to The Exorcist, didn't I?
Yeah.
Mm. Next thing we're talking about. What is the worst or best bit of wrestling chat you ever bought or were bought? By someone, I don't know why I did it in that voice.
What was with the silly voice?
I don't know. I've already read it out once, and I just thought, well, I'll mix it up in case anyone goes, yeah, we heard that.
People are going to wonder, who the fuck's that?
Who's the fourth host there? Who's that squeaky chap?
Who's that child then? Clearly brought in.
He's roped in some slave labour for when we're eating biscuits. We can't be asked to host this podcast. You do it, small child. Call blimey, governor, I don't know what I'm doing. Shut up and talk.
I think I found him.
Adia, what's this picture of? Please tell me it's a tubular bell end.
It's just a tubular bell. Yeah.
That's got to be him. That's got to be him.
He's not following anyone, and he's got like over 5,500 followers.
Is that all?
Yeah.
I thought he'd have more than that.
Yeah. Oh, well, let's tweet him.
Just to call him a bell end.
At my cold field, you're a tubular bell end. Oh god, do you know the beautiful thing about that? Anyone who follows us on Twitter,
they're going to see that before they hear the show.
Yeah, at F4LR podcast, they're going to go, what the fuck are they on about? Then you'll hear the show and it all makes sense. Is that man being sick in the street? Oh, is that geezer from yesterday?
So he ain't been
sorry
sick in my car.
This week we're recording once again from my shop. Cheeky plug for the shop.
Yeah, do it, mate, do it.
Geeks Boutique, 62 Queens Road, Watford. I like to play one of them whenever I'm
you love a cheap pop.
Oh, I do love a cheap pop. But there was this bloke yesterday, as we were leaving?
Which
geezer that sort of just doubled up and went, the mullet guy.
Oh, yeah.
He bent over double and just went, hurr! And I was like,
I
thought he was throwing up, but he wasn't.
He was just making weird noises.
Yeah, I just
maybe he's got Tourette's.
Just watched him do it over the road.
He was wooing and making horse noises.
Oh, dear. That was nice. So,
that is how you spell tubular, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, it's how you spell tubular.
T-U-B-U-L-A-R.
Yeah. Mike Oldfield is a tubular bell end. Oh, I love it. So, what was the best bit of wrestling tat you ever bought, or were bought, back in the day?
Well,
probably
best
out of the
and
Euro
tat
shop
is a bit
catalog.
Antithetical, but...
Huh?
Well, best and tat.
No. Looking back at it, it was all tat.
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
It's not. I don't remember any like receiving a single piece of WWF merchandise.
There was two items that one I bought myself and one that was bought for me that I got absolutely zero use out of.
Right, go on.
And if you remember the old plastic microphone, the ring announcer's microphone, where you had the little sort of preset messages from the superstars, and none of them sounded like anything like they were supposed to, and it had a setting where you could speak into it yourself, and it was supposed to amplify your voice,
but it didn't.
Barely did.
All it did was sort of muffle it and make it sound like you're a robot.
I bought one of those thinking this will make me look cool. It didn't.
Amazing. How old were you?
Oh,
28.
Something like that. Yeah.
The thing is, I don't remember ever getting any like shit rest, like shit WWF. Merch or anything.
Do you not?
No, not really. But I always used to find it quite funny. The wrestling figures you get in pound shops and stuff.
We'll come to that in a second.
Yeah.
What was your second thing first?
I had an item bought for me as a gift.
Yeah.
It was an earring in in the shape of the Warrior's face paint.
Amazing.
Which would have been fine had I had my ears pierced, but I didn't.
Did it dangle, or was it like a stud?
No, it was more like a stud. So I could have used it as a badge, I suppose.
We could have just forced it in.
But, well, yeah. But I had no interest in I've never worn jewellery.
Yeah, but it was warrior, though.
Yeah. Warrior.
Warrior.
You were supposed to be very much a little warriors.
Warrior. I was, I must admit. I dug the warrior.
So you didn't have any, as a kid, wrestling tat?
No, I had like loads. Did you not? I had quite a lot of the wrestling figures. I had the ring and everything.
Do you know what? I had an auntie who was into wrestling, and she's no longer with us, which is sad, obviously.
Yeah.
But she bought me so much crap out of the catalogue. Because you remember the old... The Euro Shop?
Euro Shop.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there was anything I didn't have.
Did you have the all-over print Razor Ramon t-shirt?
No, because this was before then.
Oh, before then. So I just remember that for some reason. It's just that t-shirt.
The really awful transfer, like the Legion of Doom shirt and the Warrior shirt and Undertaker, the oversized Undertaker shirt. Where the fuck are you supposed to wear that?
It's more or less a 90, wasn't it?
It was a 90, yeah. I've still got an original WWF baseball cap. Christ knows why I've still got it. But my favourite thing was my Bret Hart glasses.
Yeah?
Did you never have any Bret Hart glasses?
Never lucky enough.
I thought I was the shit.
I went through several pairs of those.
I thought... did you keep giving them away to a random kid as you walked?
I would.
On shit. Your way to the ring.
Shit, I need to buy more now.
You see someone with a baby and you go, oh, I better take these off and give them to them. I thought I was the absolute
fucking
tits.
You don't get that really much now.
What people are giving away stuff.
Yeah. John Cena throws his little towel thing, doesn't he?
His cum rag.
If you like, yeah.
Oh, imagine. That's horrid.
I said that. You got NXT, Bayley, women's champion. She gives away stuff.
They should bring back the t-shirt cannon.
She gives away little headbands and like, you know, the old slap wristbands used to get.
Oh, yeah,
those. She gives those to like... She gives those to like the kids in the front row. The kids love her. She's brilliant.
I'll tell you something, though. I'll tell you something from my murky childhood. Whereas I thought I was the nuts in these fucking glasses, walking down the cul with my mum, with Bret Hart sunglasses on, and they were shit, because they were a strip of bendy pink plastic with like
a rubber band
foam lining and a rubber band. There's nothing gets you bullied quicker than strolling down the cart with your mum in your Bret Hart sunglasses. That's true.
Really?
Kids don't do it.
I never got bullied in mine, but then I suppose everyone I hung out with was wrestling fans as well at the time.
Oh, yeah, this wasn't by my peers. This is like bigger kids. You should go, what the fuck are you wearing?
I just know Bret Hart glasses.
You should just put them in a sharpshooter. Yeah.
What I'd really like is Ultimate Warrior style arm tassels, but I never had it yet. Oh, I always wanted the plastic Legion of Doom shoulder pads.
Oh, that'd be good.
Were you one of those kids as well who used to run around with a towel pretending you were the bulldog?
Sometimes. I met the bulldog. Watford.
Yeah?
Mm. Watford Town Hall back in the day when he was taking a brief break from the F. You can't avoid the F, can you?
No. The Fed.
After they did the campaign, get the F out. Can't call it that now. Yeah. Fucking pandas.
But still, when it was a bit edgy, wasn't it? Back then. Get the F out.
Yeah. But I met him. He was doing a British wrestling show at Town Hall and I had my photo taken with him.
Hey.
Me and my mate Jamie had our photos taken with him.
The baby boy.
I wish I still had that photo. But when I was at secondary school, this lad came around my house. You know, people come around your house. Come around your house after school. Wish he fucking hadn't bothered.
Yeah.
Because the first thing he did was he went, that's not very cool, is it? Because it was on the wall. And I was like, what? And he went, that's not very cool. People would laugh at you for that. And I thought, well, they wouldn't.
Get the fuck out of my house, mate.
They wouldn't laugh at me because you're the only person I've ever had around here. And after this, I don't think I'm inviting you again.
I'm going to power slide.
But I remember that your phone's going off.
Someone's phone's
going off. Is that my other
half? Should we play a song?
Yeah, do a song.
Do
real
a
quick.
Song. Just introduce it and then do it.
Agnostic Front, gotta go.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, gotta go. True sounds of a revolution, gotta. Gotta go! United we stand, divided we fall. Gotta go!
There you go. Nothing like a bit of old school Agnostic Front to get the juices flowing.
Yeah.
Sorry about the slightly abrupt. What's it?
What?
No, slightly abrupt. What's it?
Slightly abrupt. What's it?
having to go real quick to a song.
Yeah, that's all right.
But one does not ignore one's other half when one's other half is phoning.
Yeah. Sorry, but we're almost at the end of the show anyway, to be fair.
We are, we are. As ever, join in.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, tell us what the worst bit of old wrestling tat you got was.
Yeah. Or which non-Attitude Era stars you think would fit in the Attitude Era.
Or just what your favourite biscuit is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest. Yeah.
And if you don't even like the wrestling bit of it, just tell us if you like the songs or what songs you'd want to hear on the show.
Yeah. Or you could tell us what your favourite biscuit is.
Yeah. Especially, that's the main thing we want to know is what's your favourite biscuit.
Next week, the entire show's about biscuits.
Is it?
No.
Should we do that?
Should we do
it? We'll get our musical guests on and we'll go, right, so this is our podcast about biscuits. Did you bring some?
I think we should do a secondary podcast just about biscuits.
Yeah.
We'll call it the Biscuit Fanatic Biscuit Cast. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
We were listening to your show earlier. You know who I'm talking about.
We're not doing biscuits.
We're not really. We're not really gonna rip off Rock Fanatic. We like the chap at Rock Fanatic. Yeah. Odie?
Yeah.
Hello, Odie.
We were, so like he gave us a little shout out when we came back.
And this is us returning the favour by giving a little shout out now.
Yeah.
And claiming that we're going to rip him off by doing essentially his show. Odie.
We just changed it.
Yeah. Like the name of the dog from Garfield.
It's,
I think it was, yeah.
Just essentially changing the word rock to biscuit.
In fact, I'm gonna go back and listen to one of his old shows.
Yeah.
I'm going to repeat it verbatim, but I'm going to change the word rock every time he says it to the word biscuit and see if he notices.
Well, he's going to know. You've mentioned it.
Oh, shit. Can you forget I said that and let it be a surprise?
Forget you said what?
Exactly.
So what we could do now on Facebook, we could do like a poll of what's your favourite biscuit. We could select some biscuits and get people to vote for their favourites.
Everyone would be like Bourbon.
Bourbon.
I'd go for Hobnob.
Hobnob.
I'd go for a Fox's Limited Edition Collection Crunch Cream Mint Chocolate.
We have to put that on the list.
That'd be really long though. It'd be like custard cream. Bourbon. And then all of this stuff about this biscuit.
Oh, it will be. That's what we're going to do.
With a photo.
Which probably means that we'll forget to do it.
Yeah, we definitely will forget to do it. Imagine if we posted a cheeky photo of us all eating one, though.
Although we did just put on Twitter that Mike Oldfield is a tubular bell end.
We did. That's going to make me laugh all day. I really hope that someone's read it. I really hope he's read it.
That'd be amazing.
I hope he's at home right now, like,
just going,
why doesn't anyone like me? Do you know why I don't like him?
Why?
He made Richard Branson rich.
Yeah?
He did,
not a fan of Richard Branson?
No. I never really liked Pickle. It's a different company! Oh, dear.
Should we sort of sign off then?
Oh, I don't know.
We could do this again next week.
Yeah, but... I don't want to go. I like these people.
Oh,
they're lovely people.
Yeah,
I like talking to them.
Especially you. You know him.
Not that one.
No, not old.
The person you're thinking of is a dick. They'll never know who that is. Imagine now, not now, but in the future, when this is
got up. So I was listening again. Do you reckon it's calling me a dick?
Yes, we were. You dick.
Not you, though. You're alright. It's the other guy. The other guy's the dick.
Yeah.
You're alright.
So we probably should get around to, this has gone fucking weird.
Yeah.
So we probably should get away. We should get away now. We probably should get around to saying goodbye and all that fucking malarkey.
Yeah.
So remember to listen out for our new podcast, The Biscuit Fanatic.
Biscuit Cast.
And what else have we got to say? I can't even remember.
Goodbye.
What do we do? Just goodbye. Yeah. Oh, no. First... We should quickly tell people how they can get hold of us again. I know we did it earlier.
Right, so if you're on Facebook, facebook.com/Finger4LegWalk Podcast.
Yep. Or if you want to tweet us.
At S4LR.
I was going to do that.
Oh, sorry. Thanks.
No, fuck you.
If you're on there. And if you're...
not proper sulking now.
If you are following us on Twitter, just retweet that tweet about Mike Oldfield being a tubular bell end.
Let's get that trending.
Yeah.
I want that trend.
What, tubular bell end is
trending? Hashtag tubular bell end.
Oh, we should have hashtagged it tubular bell end.
We'll hashtag it on Facebook.
That's awesome. Yeah. If you're Mike Oldfield and you want to get in touch with us, probably don't bother.
Dude, it'd be funny.
I wouldn't bother. I wouldn't read it.
I would. I'd laugh.
Imagine if he replies.
No, I'm not. Dick.
If he put, no, I'm not, I'd put, that's exactly the sort of thing a tubular billing would say.
I think you might end up getting called out by Mike Oldfield.
All right, can you imagine if we could start a war with Mike Oldfield?
We should. We should fucking, let's do him.
Let's go fuck him up.
We'll be a tag team, like the figure four tag team. Figure four horsemen. Figure four horsemen.
Yeah.
There used to be. Well, we did the figure four horsemen because
there was four of us and
Chris and Andy.
Yeah, there were four of us and we were like, oh, we're figure four horsemen.
We've issued a challenge to One Direction.
They never replied.
They didn't reply.
Pussies.
We were going to fight them.
We were going to put them through tables and shit.
We posed outside their shop.
Yeah.
The O2. Calling them out.
Yeah.
We were hoping for a run-in. One Direction run-in. Oh, I'd fucking love it. Imagine we're doing a podcast one day and all of a sudden the door like gets booted open and One Direction running and it all...
John, we'd get so many fucking listeners because of
that. Then we end up having to hit one with a chair.
It'd be amazing. We'd get so many fucking listeners.
Do you know how dead we'd be? Teenage girls would literally fucking kill us. They would.
We'd have to go and hide them.
We would. We'd have to shave our beards off.
Fuck that.
And wear dark glasses.
Take your hat off, maybe they'll recognise you.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'll just put a pair of glasses on, like Superman. No one recognises him when he puts his glasses on.
Do you know what? When I first started wearing my glasses, a very, very good friend of mine walked right past me and didn't notice me. Just because I put a pair of glasses on.
Really? I can't.
And she was like, oh, fucking hell, I didn't even realise it was you.
Right, so it works.
It does work.
So if anyone's wondering, how does Superman get away with that? It does work.
Yeah.
Scott's living proof.
This is the longest goodbye we've ever done on the show, isn't it?
Because none of us were. We're all quite comfortable just sitting here talking.
We just started again.
It's lonely outside of this podcast, isn't it?
We should go.
Shall we?
Got stuff to do.
Let's talk about another 20 minutes worth of shit.
I'd imagine the boys and girls at home have got things to do as well.
But Dan, if I could ask you one more question.
Yeah, go on.
You know that Fox's Crunch Creams mint choc flavour?
Yeah.
What would you say is your favourite bit about it?
Or I would have to say the filling.
The filling.
Yeah, I do like the well, it's
a minty filling.
The filling's very minty.
Chocolate
and
the biscuit.
It is indeed. It is. It's
there
lovely.
You go, ladies and gents. Dan's favourite bit of the biscuit is the filling. The filling.
Dan loves the filling.
Dan's favourite bit of life is the filling. One way or another, Dan loves the filling.
Yeah.
Wait.
Not me.
That makes it sound like. I just sound like I like getting filled
with cream.
And on that note,
what's that? I can't come back from
on that. On that note. We're out. So,
are we announcing what we're playing last, or are we just going to play
it? We'll just play it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If you want to know what it is we're playing, we'll write it in the description.
To be fair, you can just guess what it is and you'd be right.
You can work it out, yeah.
Yeah.
So, thanks very much for joining us.
See you next time.
We won't see him.
That's stupid, Sam.
Tubular bellend.
And you won't even hear him, they'll hear you.
Yeah.
Goodbye!
He who makes a beast out of himself.
Greetings, loved ones.